Learn more.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Obama economics, which values the role of workers in the success of a business, and values the middle class in the success of an economy. A philosophy that believes that everyone deserves a fair shot, a fair shake, and everybody should play by the same rule.
There's Joe Biden out on the campaign trail explaining the Obama administration's philosophy on the economy. The presidential race, we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the left side, then we'll go to the right side. As a matter of fact, here's host Jamie Allman talking to Kyle Tristad from Roll Call about how Ron Paul and his supporters may be a bigger problem for Mitt Romney than Obama is.
This is fascinating. I happen to know a lot of Ron Paul supporters, and I happen to be very sympathetic to the Ron Paul cause. I love the guy. And I know these guys aren't going to let Paul leave easily, and they're also not going to let the convention go without their voices being heard. So is that the tactic here?
Yeah, I think you're exactly spot on there. That's really what this is all about at this point. I think, you know, Ron Paul is a very smart man. So he knows he cannot win the nomination, but he wants not only himself to have a voice at the convention in Tampa, but, you know, basically his, you know, libertarian, you know, slash Tea Party movement to have a voice not only in Tampa, but also going forward in future years. So they're trying to get as big of a voice this year, make a statement, maybe change the official Republican Party platform to add some of the things maybe he has strong feelings about and really make a statement that way.
Yeah, it's interesting because and some people are saying, well, if this is the case, and there are a lot of Ron Paul delegates in Tampa, it would be a raucous convention. But it sounds to me like if they actually do get enough delegates, I'm not quite sure that it'll be an attempt to kind of hijack the convention. Do you?
No. Absolutely not. But I think that, you know, as long as you have if you have a significant number, though, you know, maybe 100 or so. I mean, I really don't know exactly how many he can actually go in there with. But having, you know, that number of delegates, at least your voice would be heard.
Right.
It wouldn't be a hijacking. I don't think Ron Paul wants that, but he definitely wants their voices to be heard.
Yeah. And I know that there are a lot of conservatives out there who are going to kind of close their eyes and go ahead and pull the lever for Romney. Some of them doubt some of his conservative cred. So in a way, by embracing the Ron Paul people, and because clearly Ron Paul is more conservative than Mitt Romney is, by embracing them, and I think the tactic will be to welcome them and fold them into the process, it can do nothing but, in my opinion, help a guy like Mitt Romney and the Republican Party, for that matter.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it really just, you know, coalescing the conservative support, you can't do that by shunning Ron Paul, most likely. And you're right, I think a lot of people are going to sort of hold their nose a little bit and go in in the polls in November, but you know, they're going to say, I think, you know, Mitt Romney most likely can do a better job than Barack Obama. If they do believe that, and I think he'll need a lot of independents to go ahead and pull that lever from the wind.
Yeah.
He definitely can do it.
I'm telling you, and I've seen a lot of these young people and a lot of independents who have actually gravitated towards Ron Paul, so it could really help Mitt Romney to focus. But also, though, on the other side, some of the Ron Paul guys have to be careful because some of the news that they're making isn't so positive. For instance, when they booed Romney's son, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, you know.
Right. Yeah, and they have been sort of hijacking the state party conventions. And I don't think Ron Paul, you know, clearly saw that. I know I'm sure he sort of liked that energy, but it's not exactly the picture he wants to give off. He wants to be able to be a sustained voice in the party, and I think that's not necessarily the best way to do it, but they are winning delegates that way.
It's going to be interesting to see in Tampa. To me, because we're going to be there covering the convention, it'll make it interesting as far as I'm concerned. I don't hope for, you know, a breakdown in decorum or anything like that, but I don't think that's what the Ron Paul people are going to do either. I mean, these people, once they get to the national convention, you know, I think by that time, Romney, obviously the presumptive nominee, by that time, Romney will have done the smart thing, and conservatives will have done the smart thing, and Republicans will have done the smart thing by embracing these individuals, not treating them like they're invaders at the national convention.
Coming up, do you realize there are a couple of primaries this week? Huh? The results are next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah,
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. And here are just some of the many reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show, the focus on who's running for president. Here's host Joe Kelly with political reporter Jamie Dupree. They talk about the significance of this week's primaries. Oh, yeah, in case you didn't know, Nebraska and Oregon are where they took place.
We had two states in primaries, and I'm kind of using the finger quotes on primaries because each state voted differently, and you talked about one being a beauty contest, but the results, as far as we know, are kind of what we expected.
Yeah, Mitt Romney getting over 70% of the vote both in Nebraska and in Oregon. Oregon was the only one offering delegates yesterday. Romney will get probably about 18 of the 25 delegates, so he inches his way closer to the GOP nomination officially. He's almost to 1,000 delegates now, Joe. You need 1,144 for the nomination. Next week, there's voting in Kentucky and Arkansas, and still big states to come, Texas and California. The big news in terms of elections that we were all watching yesterday, that was the Senate race in Nebraska. It's one of those key races, Joe, that should determine whether or not the Republicans take over the Senate or the Democrats stay in charge of the Senate next year. Bob Kerry, the former senator from Nebraska, a Democrat, will be running in November. He won his primary yesterday. But the intrigue was on the Republican side in Nebraska, where for a second straight week, you could basically say, Joe, after last week's defeat of Senator Richard Lugar in Indiana, that the establishment candidate was defeated again yesterday in Nebraska. The state attorney general of that state, a guy named by the name of John Bruning, everybody thought, Joe, for the last year and a half, he would be the nominee nominee, but it turned out otherwise. A woman who's a state senator named Deb Fisher, who was endorsed late by Sarah Palin and Herman Cain and others, she cruised to an easy 6-point win last night, so she'll face Bob Kerry in November.
Now, is that not a Tea Party victory then?
See, you could say that, but the thing is, there was a third candidate, major candidate in the race, who actually had more of the Tea Party support. Tea Party support was sort of divided up amongst the top three, but no, it was actually sort of a setback for both the Tea Party and the establishment, and as Deb Fisher was able to cast herself as the outsider's outsider in that race.
Wow. All right, now Obama meeting today with congressional leaders, both parties?
Yeah, both parties, the top members of the House and Senate will both be down at the White House today for a sit-down with the president. He'll probably advocate his to-do list of a variety of different things that he wants to get done in terms of economic growth. And I'm sure the Republicans will take the chance to say, well, we've passed all these bills, Mr. President, but those pesky guys over there in the Senate won't let it get to your desk. So I would forecast a little PR maneuvering on both sides today at the White House.
Is it the kind of deal where they both try to find the closest microphone and camera as they can as soon as that meeting's adjourned?
There is one station right outside the west wing of the White House. If you want to go to the stake out there, you can certainly find a lot of reporters that would be more than happy to talk to you there. Yes, you're absolutely right, Joe.
Now, action in the Senate, vote on a budget.
Yeah, you know, what's the Republicans have been talking that the Democrats have not had a budget on the floor in the last 3 years. This is the budget resolution, which is a non-binding document that's sort of used as a framework for the budget in the Senate. Senate Democrats will allow a vote today on five different plans, four from Republicans and one that the Republicans have introduced that's basically modeled on the Obama budget for this year. All of them will likely be defeated. So the forecast on the Senate floor today, an awful lot of finger-pointing and partisanship.
Here's host Keith Larson talking about another potential problem for Mitt Romney, an endorsement from George Bush.
George W. Bush endorses Mitt W. Romney. This happened yesterday, pretty low-key endorsement. It came from Bush when an ABC News crew chased him down the hallway and into an elevator and said whatever they said, asked whatever they asked, hey, are you endorsing or who are you? Then he said, I'm for Mitt Romney, is what George W. Bush said. Question is, does a Bush endorsement, I mean, all of it, we were talking yesterday about Kay Bailey Hutchinson. It was all the interview and the swirl, and I guess just good to fill a moment on CNN and Fox yesterday mid-morning. Kay Bailey Hutchinson endorsing Mitt W. Romney. Oh, wow, really? That's shocking news that the whole rest of the Republican Party is going to endorse Mitt Romney. How shocking is that? Huh? I don't know what difference endorsements make anyway. If they're going to make a difference, then the making of them at a time when there is a difference to be made, in other words, during primaries and things early on, then that's a time when they might make whatever difference they're going to make. Does it really make some difference now? Like, oh, is George W. Bush endorsing Mitt Romney? What difference does it make? How surprising is it? I guess the only thing on the endorsement as far as Bush goes is, how much does Romney really want it? How visible would he want? I mean, would he want, if you were, didn't we get into this on a focus group? If you were Mitt Romney, yeah, would you want George W. Bush out there for you? If you are Mitt W. Romney, do you want George W. Bush out there visibly for you? Do you? I don't figure you do. I don't. I'm not sure even among Republicans. You know, part of what actually conservative Republicans want to feel that Mitt W. Romney isn't is George W. Bush.
Coming up, we shift gears to the debate over gay marriage. It's next up on the Countdown Show.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Following News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the News Talk Media, and that includes the discussion of the debate over gay marriage, here's some more from host Jay Weber, who talks about how the president's support for gay marriage has already affected his numbers.
President Obama's sliding poll numbers and the fact that they've slid significantly in North Carolina, one of those swing states where his flip-flop on gay marriage was expected to hurt him, and boy, has it. Rasmussen now has that, 51-43, Romney. This gay marriage flip-flop and the Republicans' reaction to it, I think, has been perfect. Meanwhile, Obama's reaction to it has been horrible. My advice to the Romney campaign and the RNC has been just all but ignore it. It's a divisive social issue. When fall needs to be a referendum on Obama and economics and job issues. So all but ignore it. Mitt Romney has played this beautifully. To the extent that he has addressed it at all, he has said, he has simply reaffirmed his position. Yes, I am for traditional marriage. I'm your traditional marriage candidate. I believe a marriage is between a man and a woman, so vote for me if you believe that. And then he's been back to other topics. Perfect. My advice is let the Romney surrogates talk about the issue. They will talk about the issue to target groups that it really matters and really can be used. This can be used to help galvanize voters against Obama if properly targeted. Let Tony Perkins of the Family Council, let Ralph Reed, let the other social conservative leaders continue to make hay out of this. Don't discourage them from doing it. Let them lead the battle over gay marriage because they're the most versed in it, they're the most passionate about it, and they know exactly what types of voters can be swayed by their argument. My advice is let them do it. Let the surrogates do it. Even if the polls show Obama's position is unpopular, which they do, let the surrogates do this. The Washington Times today says that while many Republicans consider the sudden emergence of gay marriage as an issue in 2012 as unhelpful, as a distraction, social conservatives insist the Obama administration has given presumptive Republican nominee Romney an opportunity. Well, it has, but let them chase it.
Here are some talk radio callers reacting to this debate and discussion.
I'm wondering why this is such a big issue anyway. The way I see it, it really doesn't matter if gay folks get married or not. If they do get married, it doesn't infringe upon my marriage or encourage me to be gay. And if they don't marry, it doesn't stop them from being gay. It only seems like an issue to divide folks. folks have been gay since there have been people, back to the Roman era and beyond then, and Greece. So why are we getting so excited about it? Why are they asking folks to vote about it when there are other issues that we should be voting on, like term limits, Congress pay, insider trading in Congress, that sort of thing?
I think Christianity deals with 10 rules, 10 laws. If you obey them, I guess you can get into heaven or wherever we're supposed to be going. I think people should separate church and state. It doesn't work. And I agree with Obama. Every man in this country should be created, should be treated equally, because we're all created equally.
I just think that we got bigger fish to fry in this country, and gay marriage, you know, no matter what side you come down on, it's clearly separation of church and state besides that. I mean, it's really nothing to do with politics, and I think that we're wasting time trying to decide something that is really out of their power. It didn't nothing to do with them. That's my personal opinion.
I've heard so many times that this is a generational problem or misunderstanding. I want to state, first of all, that I am a senior citizen, and I, too, have had some evolution on this matter. As I've had family members and neighbors who are gay, I see their committed relationships, and I was very touched and moved and impressed by the president's statement. It really raised my spirits to see how far we've come.
Up next, we move along talking about the debt, the deficit, the budget. Next up on the countdown.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck, like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
Welcome to Domino's.
I'm here to pick up my order, the most bestest deal ever. The Monday through Wednesday, $7.99 carryout deal.
One large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99.
Jinx!
You're pretty serious about this deal.
I even named my kid Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal.
My name's Lauren, Dad.
Just until those legal documents clear.
The Domino's Monday through Wednesday carryout deal. When you get a large pizza with up to three toppings for just $7.99, it's easy to get carried away. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Each dish may be extra. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. ChampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, Doug Steffen here. Welcome back to our discussion about discussion. Here from Bloomberg News, Peter Cook talks to Congressman Chris Van Hollen about House Speaker Boehner's comments that the country is headed for a fiscal cliff. The president doesn't have any courage.
Your reaction to the ultimatum that he's put down?
Well, it's a very reckless step to take, reckless for our economy. There's no dispute that we need to reduce our long-term deficits. The issue has been how. Republicans have rejected the balanced approach that every bipartisan group has proposed, and now the Speaker of the House is out there again creating a self-inflicted wound on the economy. This is a manufactured crisis just like it was last August, but it's not harmless. It creates greater uncertainty in the marketplace and hurts the economy. And so those kind of reckless statements should be simply out of bounds. To suggest that the United States is not going to pay its bills, to threaten that we will not abide by the full faith and credit of the United States, is not fiscally responsible. It's fiscally reckless and irresponsible. I would also point out...
Well, let me just ask you this. There's certainly some viewers who might look at what John Boehner's talking about, see the size of the federal deficit right now, and say, is it unreasonable to match spending cuts with an increase in the debt ceiling? What's wrong with the Boehner principle in principle?
Well, there are two issues. Number one, they have rejected the balanced approach to deficit reduction that combines cuts, which we have to make, with cuts to a lot of the tax loopholes. So he said, we're only going to do this one way and not in a balanced way, in a lopsided way. Number two, if you look at the House Republican budget, which they passed and the Speaker supports, it requires that you raise the debt ceiling by $5.2 trillion over the next 10 years. So the House Republican budget violates the rule, the principle that was laid down by the Speaker of the House yesterday. You can't have it both ways. That's totally hypocritical. Beyond that, it's reckless in terms of creating uncertainties and laying down these lines when, in fact, what we'd be doing is coming together to find a way to deal with the issue.
We're short on time. We've got this fiscal cliff coming at the end of the year. This debt ceiling is just part of that discussion. For our viewers, for investors out there worried about what's going to happen, are we headed for gridlock?
Well, what I think all of us hope is that all these events will, in fact, force a productive solution. In other words, these are action-forcing events. By law, all the 2001-2003 tax cuts expire. By law, the sequester will take place. By law, we have to deal with the debt ceiling issue. So the convergence of these events, I hope, will produce a focusing of the minds that leads to a productive result. And the danger is it's a combustible cocktail, and you get something very bad. It's kind of train wreck. But I'm very hopeful that we'll work together to avoid those issues. But in order to do that, we can't be, you know, making these ultimatums. And number two, people have to be prepared to take a balanced approach to deficit reduction.
Here's Philadelphia host Dom Giordano talking to Father Robert Reese, who says Congressman Ryan's budget plan is an attack on the poor.
What was the overall tenor of your objection to Paul Ryan and the address in his budget?
Well, the first thing that we academics wanted to make clear was that Paul Ryan was very welcome at Georgetown. We were delighted to have him come. We did not object to his presence on campus. We did not object to his speaking on campus. What we objected to was the fact that he was claiming that his budget was inspired by Catholic social teaching. And we wanted to point out that that was absolute nonsense. Bishops had written, and I think they're up to like five letters now since February, to the Congress saying that we should not be trying to balance the budget on the backs of the poor, that we do not want to see poor people suffering as a means of balancing the budget. There's got to be some other ways. There's got to be sharing of the sacrifice if we're going to deal with our financial crisis.
Okay, let me give you one area in your response. You're right, dear Representative Paul Ryan. We'll get to food stamps in a minute, Father, but you write about something. You say cuts in Pell Grants will make it difficult to pursue educations across the United States, across colleges. I would argue, what is Georgetown doing? What's the tuition at Georgetown right now? And in your view, why does college cost so much, and how much should you and I and others pay to support the high cost of college?
Yeah, I mean, the cost of college has gone up, 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 and I don't like it. I don't think it should be going up. I think we have to start using new technology in education to make education more efficient. I think we have to have more online learning. We have to do a lot of things to make college education more affordable. At Georgetown, we have a lot of scholarships. We raise money. We go out begging. We try and have an endowment so that poorer students can come to Georgetown to be educated.
You think you haven't had enough of the Zimmerman-Martin case? We're going to revive that. Very exciting stuff. Here next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Vario IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This
tool is particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Vario IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. All quantities last.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Next up here on the Daily Countdown, the latest on the Zimmerman-Martin case. In fact, here are our hosts Susan Rose and John Zack talking to CBS News reporter Peter King about new evidence that seems to support George Zimmerman's claim of self-defense.
There is new information in the Trayvon Martin shooting case. It's evidence that supports George Zimmerman's claims of self-defense. Peter, tell us about it.
Well, it seemingly would support those claims. It's the medical report from the doctor that treated him the night after the Trayvon shooting and said that Zimmerman had two black eyes, a broken nose, and two cuts at the back of his head. There is also a report from an Orlando TV station that says the autopsy on Trayvon Martin shows that he had injured knuckles. So, I mean, if anything, all of this indicates that there was a struggle, but the question is always going to remain here. Who was the aggressor? And that's what both sides are going to have to prove or disprove during the trial.
Peter, you know, what's confusing about this development is that we've all seen those videos of a handcuffed George Zimmerman getting out of a police car inside the police garage, and you know, he really, and it was a pretty clear video, but he did not even appear to be injured in any way. How can that be explained?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I can't explain that at all. All I know is that, you know, this medical report indicates that he had some injuries, and so we don't know why that video was looking so good. It looked very, very clear to me, too, but there was other video that showed what appeared to be cuts on the back of his head.
Why is this new evidence, new information, just coming out now?
Well, number one, somebody leaked it to the media. The defense supposedly has been trying to keep this out of the media, but somebody wanted this out there. The evidence was released this week. It's part of a huge package that the defense is now looking through, 67 CDs, hundreds of pages of documents, videos, that kind of thing.
And so as all this unfolds now, Peter, what is next?
Well, right now, the defense is going through the video. There is no court action on this in terms of George Zimmerman appearing until August. But I think we'll probably be back to court over the media issue on this.
Here are hosts John Howell and Amy Jacobson arguing over whether the new medical evidence we were just talking about is sufficient to have the charges dropped against Zimmerman.
Do you think all the charges against Zimmerman should now be dropped today? Why?
Well, there's ABC has obtained a medical report that documents George Zimmerman's injuries, and part of the autopsy report is revealed on Trayvon Martin. So this medical report shows that George Zimmerman had a broken nose, two black eyes, and lacerations on the back of his head the day after his fatal confrontation. Now, he did meet with a doctor right away who said that it was an imperative that Zimmerman speak with his psychologist because Zimmerman became nauseated and almost vomited when he was talking to the doctor about what the violence that had taken place the day before. But he told the doctor, too, that he was defending himself. Now, also, listen to this.
Yeah, but hold on. Let me just question you on that. That's circumstantial.
No, it's the doctor's report. He put it down on paper, and it has been released secretly to ABC.
But we don't know if that's truth. And I don't know how those injuries happen. I mean, Zimmerman could have injured himself.
No, he didn't injure himself.
How do you know that?
Because he didn't injure himself. And there's photos that back up that prove that there were lacerations on the back of his head that were taken. No, listen. Here's your proof. That were taken right after the alleged assault. Okay?
I know. I saw ABC came up with that. But here's the point. It's like if I had just killed a guy and realized that I was in the soup, regardless of staying your ground and everything else, I would do what I could to make it appear like I had been in a vicious fight before I talked to the cops, before the cops showed up in the back of the squad car on the way to the police station. Anywhere I could, I would nick myself up. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just not taking anybody's word at face value. I'm letting the courts sort it out.
So you don't believe this medical report?
Released by a doctor?
Broken nose?
I don't know. If it is...
The medical report. So he saw somebody, and the police signed off on it, and so did the EMT who was there. Okay? Now, it gets better because part of the autopsy shows that Trayvon Martin had broken skin on his knuckles, which means that he was indeed fighting, punching George Zimmerman.
Or it means when you're shot in the chest, you fall to the ground and scrape your knuckles.
No. It shows repeated beating, according to the autopsy, that he was in a fight because it doesn't take just one. You don't scrape your knuckles and tear skin. It's broken skin on every single knuckle, John. That indicates to me a fist fight. So that helps George Zimmerman, I think, in his claim that it was self-defense. Hence, I think that charges should be dropped and he should be released.
Here's another host named David Cruz who talks about the FBI looking to charge George Zimmerman with a hate crime.
The FBI now looking to potentially charge George Zimmerman with a hate crime. Now, this is very significant because no matter what happens at the state level, if now the FBI charges him or if he is charged with a hate crime, the FBI investigating it, this then could mean that George Zimmerman could potentially face the death penalty if found guilty. Remember, hate crimes have a special standing under federal law. That if you commit a crime against someone because of their color, because of their race, then that is considered a crime with a special circumstance possibility to it. That means you can then go for the death penalty. We don't have to recap everything, but February 26th, Trayvon Martin, walking on a rainy Sunday evening back to his dad's condo, gated community in Florida. This man, George Zimmerman, it is alleged, was there as a self-appointed watchman or watchdog or vigilante or maybe a guard, whatever you want to call it. He was not employed by anyone. He was not officially named by anyone. He was a guy who would walk around his neighborhood keeping an eye on things, saying just wanting to make sure that no one was trying to hurt people or property in his community. And by the way, he was packing. He comes across Trayvon Martin. He calls 911. We've all heard the tapes. And at the end of that encounter, Trayvon Martin is dead. In Florida, because of the Stand Your Ground law, so far, this has been one of those very divisive cases. Some people saying what he did was not a violation of the law. He felt threatened, according to him. Trayvon surprised him. There is the other side of the coin, though, and that is that he went out after Trayvon Martin, after the dispatcher told him he didn't have to do that. So now, if the FBI, after talking with witnesses and listening to recorded interviews and reviewing documents, as they're now saying today, if the FBI, after all of that, believes that what George Zimmerman did also carried with it the possibility that he targeted Trayvon Martin because of his color, then this elevates the crime to that of a hate crime under federal statute. So in addition to what happens at the state level, now he would face possibly a capital punishment case. Of course, that means that if he is found guilty of murder based on hate, because of race, this guy could be getting the needle. Very, very, very troubling case, of course, to many people because they feel that there is no winner.
Up next, the defense rests in another interesting trial. We'll delve into that here on the Talk Countdown Show.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk media all over the John Edwards trial again this week. From MSNBC, Angria Mitchell talks to correspondent Lisa Myers about the decision by the defense not to put Mr. Edwards on the stand.
What went into that decision?
Well, I think it was a calculation that they had poked enough holes in the government's case and that putting on some of these witnesses all came with risk. Certainly, I think there were many analysts and most of John Edwards' friends thought that he would take the stand in his own defense. After all, his success as a trial lawyer and as a politician were based in large part on his skills of persuasion. But in the end, I think the defense may have decided that there have just been too many lies that he could have been confronted with during cross-examination, and also he could have been asked about some of the facts of the case and not had some really good answers. So clearly they calculated that they were better off doing this limited defense and not exposing John Edwards to the jury. The other issue, of course, is whether the jury would have found him believable and believe that he finally was telling the truth. And, you know, that goes to his psyche, and I think his lawyers probably know that better than the rest of us.
And, of course, I can understand not putting Riel Hunter, who many thought was a could have been a loose cannon, on the stand, but Kate Edwards would have been such a sympathetic witness. So what was the downside to that? Perhaps not putting her through it? We were told she was willing to do this, that she is, you know, completely protective and defensive of her father.
Yes, I agree with you, Andrew. She was willing to do this. A lot of people think that it may have been John Edwards, the father, overruling John Edwards, the defendant, and deciding that he did not want to put Kate through this, particularly if he was not going to take the stand himself. Imagine putting your daughter through that and then saying, sorry, not me, I'm not going to testify. That may have been part of the thinking.
Although he, of course, has more vulnerability legally than she would just as a character witness. But this drama, it's just been an amazing story. And of course,
it would have been agonizing for her. Yeah, certainly she would not have been subject to this horrible cross-examination. But imagine the emotional angst and anguish of having to relive those last 3 or 4 years of her life publicly in front of a jury. I think that no matter how willing she was to do it, it would have been very tough for her to do.
Here are our hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about what it might mean for the Edwards case if he doesn't take the stand.
The John Edwards campaign finance trial will end without the former presidential candidate himself taking the stand. The defense rested today after about 2 days of witnesses without calling Edwards' one-time mistress or Edwards' daughter to the stand.
Prosecutors had spent nearly 3 weeks presenting their case. The defense didn't spend very much time at all. So what can we take from who the defense team did and did not put on the stand?
Well, a couple of things from what happened today. I mean, clearly the defense felt that there was more risk than reward to bringing John Edwards onto the stand, to bringing Riel Hunter onto the stand. The defense reasonably could have thought, you know what, this jury has heard enough about this affair. They've heard enough about the way that these two were lying about it. That's no way to end a case if you're the defense. And, of course, bringing John Edwards onto the stand opens them up to cross-examination and all that. I think what it sets up is the closing argument tomorrow where the defense will stand up and say, you know what, we were so confident that the government didn't meet its burden of proof, of proving that John Edwards knew what he was doing was a crime, that we didn't want to waste your time, jury. We think the government failed and that we weren't going to be able to rescue it.
You know, it's interesting because some people seem to think that John Edwards would make himself look bad if his daughter was made to testify after all she's been through.
I think that's a reasonable thing to think about. I think that may have been one of the factors in why she didn't testify. But again, I think it has more to do with what's the last impression you want to leave jurors with as they go into closing arguments and then deliberations. You don't want to be talking about this affair. That's not your best point. The fact that John Edwards was lying to so many people about it at that time, that's not the last impression that you want to leave. So now prosecutors, they have to hope during their closing arguments that they have made the connection from the affair to the money to this notion that these people knew or should have known what they were doing was wrong and against the law. And the defense has to say, you know what? Whatever else John Edwards is, he's not someone who understood that he was breaking this very complex and complicated federal campaign finance law.
There are a lot of people who thought that the government didn't exactly have the strongest case here. Did the government do a good job in making that connection that you made?
You know, you can't ever answer that question until you get the jury back, right, with the verdict. I think this is a very close case. I think this is one of the toughest cases to forecast a verdict on in a long, long time. Oddly, you could say the same thing, by the way, about the Roger Clemens trial. I mean, you have these two high-profile cases. They're coming down to the end. There have been surprises. Both sides have taken some blows. But in this case, in the Edwards case, it really is close. And I think if it weren't close, if the prosecutor's case had been overwhelming, I think you would have seen John Edwards on the stand today.
End of the hour. Our suggestion is if you want to find out more about some of these items, check out the countdown box in the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.